Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, February 28th, 2020. The emergency number 112 of the Berlin Fire Brigade is being called more and more often because of the new coronavirus. Yesterday, the department addressed Berliners emphatically via Twitter, stating, quote, "Please use only the number of the Senate Health Administration 030-90-28-28-28. A spokesperson then added that many people are calling just to get info about the virus and to find out the rules of conduct surrounding it, adding, quote, "But we must be very clear. 112 is only for immediate emergencies, and in order to respond to those situations, we have to keep the lines clear. We cannot offer counseling sessions." However, it was said that should there be real emergencies with people who are seriously ill or infected, they would, of course, be taken care of and an ambulance would be sent. After at least 10 new coronavirus detections in Germany, experts expect further cases. In several German states, an intensive search for possible infected persons is underway. Health Minister Jens Spahn on Wednesday evening in Berlin remarked that, quote, "We are at the beginning of a corona epidemic in Germany. The chains of infection are partly not comprehensible." The CDU politician went on to say that he was, quote, "more and more convinced that the probability that this epidemic will pass Germany by will not be fulfilled." Robert Koch Institute, or RKI, President Lothar Wieler announced yesterday in Berlin that according to the figures known so far, the new coronavirus, or COVID-19, is more deadly than the flu, and how much higher the mortality rate will be seen after the end of the epidemic. The president spoke of a severe form of the disease, where 15 out of 100 infected persons fell seriously ill, which is a lot. According to current figures, 1 to 2% of those infected died. He added that because of the absence of therapeutics and a vaccine, it makes sense to exhaust all possibilities of containment. Wieler emphasized, however, that at this point, there's no reason to expect cities in this country to be sealed off, as the case is in Italy. In September of 2014, the Berlin Senate made the announcement that the city would get bicycle parking garages, as reported by the then Secretary of State for Transport and now head of the Senate Chancellery, Christian Gabler of the SPD. The plan was to construct weatherproof parking facilities for bicycles at Mexikoplatz S-Bahn station and Krummelanke U-Bahn station before the end of 2015. In the medium term, bicycle parking garages were then to be built at S-Bahn stations Zehlendorf and in Pankow. However, 5.5 years later, none of the facilities in Berlin are up and running, nor has construction begun anywhere. The bicycle parking garages, part of the bicycle policy promoted by the Senate and the districts, are becoming a never-ending story. The planning status at several repeatedly mentioned central locations is unclear. In addition to the Zehlendorf station, bicycle parking garages are to be built at the Hauptbahnhof and Gesundbrunnen, among others. The model for all this is the Netherlands, where for years many cities have had multi-story facilities with space for thousands of bikes. The largest bicycle parking garage in the world has been in Utrecht since 2018, where there's space for 12,500 bicycles on 3 floors. The plans in Berlin are likely to be considerably smaller, and when and to what extent bicycle parking garages will finally be built at the Hauptbahnhof and at Gesundbrunnen station is not yet available from the Senate Traffic Administration. According to the Berliner Morgenpost, the reason for this is a freeze on planning. The state-owned company InfraVelo is responsible for the new garages, as well as designing the Berlin Bicycle Expressway. The Senate Traffic Administration has instructed InfraVelo to suspend the plans for the garages and to concentrate on the expressway paths for the time being, according to both Senate Circles and InfraVelo. Only the new parking facility at Ostkreuz is currently being pursued. The Traffic Administration, headed by Senator Regina Günther of the Greens, rejected this, and a spokesperson remarked, quote, "InfraVelo and the districts are continuing to work on the planning of the bicycle parking facilities. In fact, the company is currently not planning any facilities except at Oskreutz. There are, however, considerations, according to the spokesperson, that InfraVelo will take over planning for another garage. After a long dispute, the hostel on the grounds of the North Korean embassy in Berlin is apparently on the verge of closure. According to a spokesperson for the Berlin district of Mitte on Wednesday, the hostel is expected to close soon, and the authority is in the process of, quote, bringing the proceedings to a speedy conclusion. Next week, the Mitte district office, the Berlin Senate, and the Foreign Office will make a joint statement on the matter. No further details were given. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the hostel directly next to the embassy building has been in existence since 2007, and the operator rented it from the embassy. However, an EU regulation based on sanctions has prohibited such transactions with North Korea since 2017 in order to not provide the totalitarian state with foreign currency for its nuclear weapons program. Against this background, legal disputes have been going on for some time, not least because the operator has not wanted to move out until now. According to his own statements, he has not paid rent to North Korea since 2017. The Research Association of NDR, WDR, and Süddeutsche Zeitung is now reporting that the District Office of Mitte had recently informed the federal government that the operating company should be given a 2-week notice to close the hostel and stop any use of the building. Otherwise, fines could be imposed. The spokesperson for the district office did not comment. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify, bearradio.org, or connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.